Johnny Ive. When Jobs gathered his top management for a pep talk just after he became iCEO in September 1997, sitting in the audience was a sensitive and passionate 30-year-old Brit who was head of the company's design team. Jonathan Ive, known to all as Johnny, was planning to quit. He was sick of the company's focus on profit maximization rather than product design. Jobs' talk led him to reconsider. "I remember very clearly Steve announcing that our goal is not just to make money, but to make great products," Ive recalled. "The decisions you make based on that philosophy are fundamentally different from the ones we had been making at Apple." Ive and Jobs would soon forge a bond that would lead to the greatest industrial design collaboration of their era. Ive grew up in Chingford, a town on the northeast edge of London. His father was a silversmith who taught at the local college. "He's a fantastic craftsman," Ive recalled. "His Christmas gift to me would be one day of his time in his college workshop during the Christmas break when no one else was there, helping me make whatever I dreamed up." The only condition was that Johnny had to draw by hand what they planned to make. "I always understood the beauty of things made by hand. I came to realize that what was really important was the care that was put into it. What I really despise is when I sense some carelessness in a product."